Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This week I've had to practice reading that scripture aloud more than I usually do because I have the King James memorized and the wording is much, much different. So you probably noticed as you were reading along that there were a few words I mixed around. But we are gathered together on this, one of the most holy nights of the life of the church. It is the night that we gather together to bear witness to the mystery and the magnificence of the birth of Christ. In many ways, this night is opposite of all of the things that Christmas has evolved into over the years. For many, even those of us who are gathered here tonight, the season of Christmas is defined by decking the halls, by rushing through stores, hosting parties, cooking and baking lots of food, and all of the flashy lights and bows and sweaters. And while all those things are not bad or wrong, tonight is just different. Here in this place, on this holy night, beauty is not found in flashing colors, but in the stillness of soft candlelight. Festive music and being merry have given way to the tenderness as a mother births the Son of God. And to the intimate love of God, who takes on flesh and breaks into the world in the continued pursuit of making all things new. Tonight we gather to remember the story of God as we once again open ourselves to the power of God's truth and grace and love. Each of those profound emotional and spiritual concepts envelop this story. But we also remember that God's story comes to us intimately in the strength of a young mother, in the faithfulness of an adoptive father, and in the innocence of the infant in the manger. In God's story of coming to us, the gifts of Advent are found. Hope, peace, joy, and love are all gifts to us this evening. Hope that there's room for us in God's story. The peace that we are never alone. Joy that declares that God is still working in the world, and enough love to encompass all of those who think they have it together and those of us who know we don't. Because the good news of Christmas is that no matter what, God is always coming to us. I saw a quote on Facebook circulate quite a bit this holiday season, and it said, "The first Christmas was pretty simple. It's okay if yours is too." Now, certainly God works miracles and acts in profound ways, but God also works in ways that are small and mysterious. And for us, this is the good news of Christmas. That just as God came to us as a babe in a manger, God continues to come to us in things that are simple and lowly. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book, God is in the Manger, writes this: "This is the wonder of all wonders, that God loves the lowly. God is not ashamed of the lowliness of human beings. God marches right in and chooses people as instruments, performing wonders where one would least expect them. God is near to lowliness, God loves the lost, the neglected, the unseemly, the excluded, the weak, and the broken. God came to us in a simple family from Nazareth, in lowly shepherds who are greeted by heavenly hosts, and in a stable that houses the Son of God. And God continues to come to us in the light of a candle that is not overcome by darkness, in water that pours over our heads in baptism, in bread and wine at God's table of grace, in the hug of a loved one or the greeting of a stranger. Over and over again, God comes down to us to remind us that God's profound love is found in what often seem like very ordinary gifts. In and through each of us, yes, sometimes in big and mighty ways, but most often in the smallest acts of love and compassion, God continues to come into the world. In the ways that we care for one another, through our forgiveness and grace, reconciliation and compassion, God is known, and our testimony to God's unfailing love is known. Tonight, we remember and we celebrate that God came down to us and that God keeps coming to us in ways and in things that are simple and lowly. Sisters and brothers, behold, for I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.